Walk FM is pleased to present Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Last week, Uncle Mike explained how God provided for Bob Foster so he could go to school to become a doctor, but he still has some challenges ahead. Let's join Piper, Logan, and Uncle Mike to find out what happens next. It looks like Logan is facing a challenge of his own.
Grudge. G-R-U-D-G-E. Grudge.
That's another card in the correct pile.
Yes! Okay, what's the next word?
Measure.
Measure. M-E-S-U-R-E, measure?
Sorry, you missed an A after the first E.
Oh, I feel like my wrong pile is way higher than my correct pile. Why does Miss Clark give us a spelling test every Friday? Why can't we get a break? I'm not good at tests.
I bet Bob had to take tests, too.
You think so? I hope they were easier for him than this.
Why don't we just ask Uncle Mike?
Yeah, Piper?
Can we borrow your phone? We need to call Uncle Mike.
Okay, but don't bother him if he's busy. He might be on a job.
Okay.
Hey, sis. What's up?
It's Piper and Logan, Uncle Mike.
Oh, hey, kids.
Are you busy, Uncle Mike?
Nope, I've got about 10 minutes. What's going on?
Well, we were just wondering if Bob had to take tests, like my spelling test.
Oh, Bob Foster. Oh, yeah, he had lots of tests in school. And after he graduated, he had to take a really big test before he could officially become a doctor.
Did God have to help him with the test, too?
He sure did, Piper, for a few reasons.
Whew. I've gone over the test material 100 times, but I'm still so nervous. God has been preparing me my whole life for this. But God, there's one thing missing. When I get to the testing center, I'll have to pay that $50 fee to take the test. I can't put it off. God, I've been asking you about it for weeks, but nothing has come. I'm getting upset and a little scared.
Wait a minute. Why was Bob scared over $50? I mean, that's a lot of money, but it's not like $1 million.
Well, here's something you gotta understand, kids. $50 back when Bob was going to school was a lot more money than it is today.
How?
Well, over time, money has changed so that it's worth different amounts. Remember, Bob went to medical school way back in the 1900s. To Bob, $50 was like asking you for like $500-ish today.
What happened?
It's time to go take the test. I better check the mail while I'm out. Oh, there's the mail carrier now.
Hiya, Mr. Foster.
Hello. I'm just about to leave for my big test.
Oh, how exciting. Good luck to you.
Thanks. Hey, is there any mail for me?
Yes, I do have one letter for you. I'm glad I caught you on my route.
It's clearly addressed to me, but there's no sender's address. Hmm, maybe they signed a note or something inside. Oh my, money? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, $50? Exactly what I need for the test fee. God, you've done it again. Thank you for being faithful. There's no address or note. So I don't know who sent this money, but you do. Please somehow make sure they know how thankful I am. Now, off to the test.
Hiya, Mr. Foster. You've got a letter.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
It's my test results. Dear Mr. Foster, it is our pleasure to offer you our congratulations on passing. I passed? Yes, all my hard work paid off. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Is Bob officially Dr. Bob now?
Almost. After he passed the test, he had to work for a couple of years in a hospital and get some experience. But then he officially became Dr. Robert Foster.
That's a lot to be a doctor.
You're right, Logan. But Bob was willing to do it.
Yeah, the people in Africa needed it.
They sure did, Piper.
So he went to Africa after he worked in the hospital?
Well, there was something else he needed to take care of before going to Africa.
Did Bob get married?
Yes. Bob fell in love with a lady named Belva. Belva loved him too and was even willing to go to Africa. So they got married.
Yay!
They also had their first baby, a boy they named Stephen. And they signed up to be missionaries in Mukinge, a city in Africa. But the thing was, there wasn't a hospital in Mukinge.
Why doesn't he just make one?
Well, that's what Bob wanted to do, but...
Let me guess. It cost money?
You've got it, Logan. A hey, kids, I've got to get back to work, but we'll talk more about this later, okay?
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Uncle Mike.
Bye, kids.
Why does everything have to cost so much money? I ask myself the same thing all the time.
It sounds like Dr. Bob has a lot of work to do. Will God provide the money he needs to build a hospital? Join us next week for another exciting episode of Good News Radio to find out. In the meantime, if you'd like to hear this week's episode again, you can find it online at walkfm.org.